I think the strategy, which is pretty apparent, is Mark was taking a deep breath and moved back a little bit, and he's let somebody else handle this problem along with immigration, and he's taken on a couple that he thinks are he's very much involved with, but he feels, I think, a lot more comfortable with. Marco's got a long time to go, you know, still over 4 years till his election. I think he's done a good job in the Senate. He's really a good guy. I hope he continues to grow and his influence continues to spread.
Mm-hmm. Dick Batchelor, do you see signs of people in Congress from Florida anyway crossing the aisle and being willing to negotiate on not just the Affordable Care Act, but also maybe down the track the debt ceiling?
I think so. I mean, that's being overly optimistic maybe, but four Republicans in Florida, the delegation, have already said that they are not going to play this game. They do not want to see the debt ceiling not addressed. I think – I'm going to go back to Marco Rubio. Bright guy, former Speaker of the House. Time magazine had him on the cover as the savior of the Republican Party. Took the lead on immigration along with the seven other U.S. senators. That didn't go any place. Then he got the Tea Party just really raked him over the coals. So now he's talking about abortion issues, did play a major cameo role, I suppose, on the Ted Cruz debate on the floor of the Senate. But the problem with the shooting star is they burn out. And I'm not sure he's burned out or not. Can he make a comeback? But he's going to have to make a comeback because he's back down. And if you look at all the polls now, Hillary Clinton beats Ted Cruz by 30-some points. She beats Marco Rubio. She beats Jeb Bush. But, I mean, where are the Jeb Bushes of the world who tend to be like philosophically moderate now and trying to – their sanity in the party or Christie and people like that, can they make a run for it? This will okay, it's a good news, bad news. And this is a story of the day, but if we can get beyond some kind of resolution, the story changes, and they can come back. But Marco Rubio is really going to have to rebuild his credibility in the Republican Party now.
Lou Fry, what situation do you think we're going to be in 3 months down the track?
Obviously, we're either going to be in a good situation if we've got the debt squared away and we're working on a lot of these other problems, including our foreign policies like Syria and all that. If we're not, in 3 months, our country's going to be in an economic problem. And it's going to be, you know, people are going to be longing for the day when they had a 101K. And the foreign markets are going to be there.
Absolutely.
The employment is going to be hurt. The new jobs are going to be hurt. It is not going to be a very pretty scene. And it's self-inflicted wound. We can stop this tomorrow. All the president has to do is say, look, I'm willing to negotiate after. And the Republicans say, okay, we don't like that, but, you know, we'll talk about these. If you talk about these three or four things, and it won't be Obamacare, it'll be three or other four things you can live with, you know, let's put this together and go. And then, you know, he, I'm sure, would like to leave a legacy. Sure. The legacy he's leaving now is just a bloody mess. So he's got a lot in it from that standpoint, not reelection, but in essence, what every president wants to do is leave a legacy, have a library about all the great job he did, all the things he did. I'm all for it. You know, I hope he does comes out of this and does a great job, but we got to get through this next step, which is really a critical step, the debt.
Dick Batchelor, 3 months down the track, where do you see this country headed?
Well, I'm holding out some hope because the debt limit is such a critical issue. It's not only our markets. I mean, we could see our stock market drop by 700 points over several days, too.
That's a day.
It could be devastating. International monetary markets and fiscal policy would be affected, too. So I'm hoping that Speaker Boehner would stay true to his word, that he will not allow that to happen, and we can find some kind of resolution. We've got to find a resolution.
And I second the motion of the gentleman from Florida. It's a great idea. Why don't we pile on it? That's all you have to do. I mean, that's it. That's it, and the whole thing changes.